Hello and welcome to episode 24 of the Mission Darts podcast. And the most important thing today, this is the last one on this channel. You got to get on the link, click the link in the description below. That will take you to our new Mission Darts podcast channel. Please make sure you do that and subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes, because from episode 25 onwards, we are on a new channel. So that's the first thing I've got to get in there, Matt. Now I can say, how are you, Matt?
New exclusive channel just to the podcast, and not just the podcast. It's also going to be hot topics on there as well, aren't we? We're going to find those things that are really interesting. Me and Andy's got the job here of going through 23 different episodes to try and find something interesting. Hopefully we can find something, but if you can think of anything, a topic that you've really enjoyed that we can clip up, do let us know where to find that, what episode, what minute, down in the comment section below, because it'll save us an almighty job trying to work out what's interesting in there, because some of it's like a lot of it's time stamped, isn't it? Today we're going to talk about things that are very relevant to right now, but sometimes we talk about things that sort of evergreen, things that are always into, like our
how do birds fly
or how do birds fly, which, by the way, I have had a message through saying it's something to do with the fact they've got hollow bones.
There you go. You learn something every day.
Came on, I did actually just look on Google, and it says birds fly due to their aerodynamic shape, feathers, and the physical force and lift, drag, and thrust. Here are some of the key points. Wings. Their wings.
So if you're new to the podcast for the first time, this is what goes on. Matt and I talk about everything darts, but also everything else that just pops into Matt's head. So look, it is time stamped. This, we're, you know, disclaimer, we're filming this on a Tuesday. You've just come back from the UK Open qualifiers. I didn't get a chance to go, unfortunately. How was it? I know you played well.
Yeah, so this is the day after. And it's reflection day, and it's tough. It really is tough, because you know I wasn't happy with Lakeside. I didn't play well. In fact, I didn't really play well the back end of last year. I was really struggling. The injury flared up. It was really hard. You know, I played one tournament, that's Lakeside, in 6 months. So it was hard going into it. And after Lakeside, I went, right, I've got no obligation now. I'm easy. Like, I'm literally, the road ahead of me is whatever I want it to be. I've got no like tournaments. I'm not trying to qualify for anything. There's nothing on the horizon. So with that, I'm going to remodel my throw. I'm going to change things, and I'm going to try and make it more sustainable. Now, in practice, it was working. It was working well. And I thought, I want to see what this is like under pressure. I've got to go test it out. Let's try this new throw. And it was the first time I've tried it out in a public setting. There was no better place to do it than the PDC, because you want the best conditions. I want to be put in the right environment. And I tell you what, right, and you'll get this if you do go to a qualifier or anything. The second I walked in there, the room, the vibe, seeing the officials, seeing the color of the backboard, as silly as that sounds, the feel of those hockeys, the imagery, I instantly went back in time. It was as if
it was normal. Did you feel at home?
I felt,
felt at home again. But
the thing is, though, you think about how long I've played darts. The majority of my darts have been played in that environment. For me, that's my home environment. I said the other week, didn't I? I said, if I play Super League, I'll get nervous. So I don't. And it's like, because to me, that's not my natural environment. The PDC is my natural environment. Then Pro Tours. I have played the majority of my matches, certainly the majority of my important matches, in that environment. So the second I was there, it was like, I'm in my living room. This is great. Like, this is normal. It felt normal. Yeah. And I was practicing. And when I was practicing, I was like, what I've been seeing at home, I'm seeing. It's working. And I'm like, I can't wait to go on the board and try it. I can't wait to go and play. And I started the first leg a bit slow, but then every leg was under 18 darts, and I ended with like a just shy of a 90 average first game. I was like, that's not bad, but there's more in the tank. Then I did 94 and a half, and I'm like, okay. And then I lost the next one with an 89 again, but I missed a lot of doubles. I missed a lot of doubles and a lot of chances. I think I missed four darts in the opening leg, two in the last leg, two in a previous. Like, there was missing up. Like, it was one of those games where you lose 4-2, but you could win 6-0. Like, it was one of them.
I think you're underselling yourself a little bit, Matt, because those of you that don't know, we've just been away for a full week, 24/7, filming Rate My Hockey Series 3, which is coming very soon. We'll talk about that in a minute. And you've virtually not thrown a dart. So
I was commentating the week before for 6 days. So
for the last 2 weeks, you have not thrown a dart. And I saw the draw come up, and I'm sat there with a bit of trepidation. I'm thinking, he hasn't thrown a dart here. He's
withdrew from the first one.
Yeah, you will have had a bit of practice in the morning, fair enough. But I'm thinking, this could go horribly wrong. And I'm praying you don't average like 65 or something. I'm thinking, oh, that would be awful. And then I saw this, like, well, obviously I was watching it, and I was like, where's this come from? Like, you've not put any practice in. And then, right, okay, maybe he's just had one of them games. And then when you upped it to 94, I was like, hey, is he going to get through or something? What's going on here? So it was really exciting for me to watch, Matt. It really was. I'm pretty sure I couldn't turn up and do a 94 average if I had, if I started practicing every day, 3 hours a day for the next month, maybe, but not like you have done. So clearly whatever you're doing is working. No doubt there's going to be a million comments below going, what is it you're trying, Matt? What have you found? Because that's what everybody wants to know.
Literally now, like, I've been getting so many messages on Twitter about, Matt, what did you change? Because that is ridiculous. To go from, I was really struggling like 70s and 80 averages. And I was done, 70 and 80 averages. And then I make a couple of changes. I average 91 for the day. Yeah. They're like, what did you do in those 2 months to do that?
Be great if you say, I just ate this chocolate bar. And then all of a sudden, you know, that'd be great. Wouldn't it?
Do you know what it was? It was my new mission, Matthew Edgar Darts.
Yeah, coming out it was your new shirt, your new mission shirt, and your new darts changed everything. Changed absolutely everything. They're coming out soon. I think it's next week. But
I've got a disclaimer, though. I've got a disclaimer. Now, I am sore today. I'm not going to lie. I'm sore. It hurts. My wrist hurts. I put a lot of hours in after not. Now, this is... I'm staying positive. I'm not going, that's trashed it. You know, the wrist, you know, it's hurting again. It's just not sustainable. If I was having to play today, I wouldn't be able to. I know I wouldn't. But on the same aspect, I'm also being positive about it and going, well, I haven't played for weeks. And it was a lot of hours. If I didn't go to the gym for weeks and then I went, I'd be sore. Of course I would. So... is it that, or is it the flaring up of the... I don't know. But we'll see. We'll see.
The wrist is hurting, Matt. And I think it's 3 days ago when you said to me, I'm going to start wrestling again. Like, so a day of darts, you've got a sore wrist, but oh yeah, I'll get back in the ring. You know, like, I'm not sure that you compute things sometimes before you say them. Like, you're 30, nearly 39 years old. The wrestling days are long gone. You're not as fit as you once were. You're certainly not as young as you once were. And a day's dart hurts your wrists. What is a day's wrestling going to do to your body?
Yeah, maybe it's not the best idea. But on the other hand, do you know what this is making me think, right? I get asked every single year, And I mean, a lot. People want to say, I mean, the amount of people that sent me a message yesterday to say, do you know what? It felt amazing seeing your name pop up on Darts Connect and being able to watch you again. It meant a lot to people, and that means an awful lot to me. And one thing I've always said to people is, because I know there's people there watching that, I will not mislead people. If I didn't believe I could have won yesterday, I wouldn't have gone. I didn't believe I could win event one, so I didn't play. There was two events. I only played one because I didn't believe I could win in the morning. I did believe.
Okay. I didn't realize you could enter both. Right. Okay.
Yep. So I pulled out of the first one because I didn't think I had enough preparation time to get myself where I needed to be. Because it takes me longer than it used to take now to get ready to play that level of darts. So I thought, I don't have time to get ready in the morning. I'm going to pull out of that one and have a proper go at event number two. And that's what I did. So I won't mislead people on that, but the big question is, we've just come off the back of Q School and everyone's always saying, will you ever go again? I will say now, 2026 is the most likely I'll ever go to Q School. And if I don't go to Q School, it will never happen. Because what I'm going to do this year, I'm not going to go travel the world playing darts like I've done in the past. So I've got a lot of work on this year, a lot of media commitments. We're doing a lot with Mission. So there's a lot coming up. But, and I guess as this is the last podcast on the Mission channel, it's great to put little exclusives in there as well, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That if I go to Q School in 2026, I feel I'll be ready and I feel I could win. If I don't go, I never will go. And that 2026 will be the one or never, because I've now got 11 months to sit and get myself ready. No one's in a luxury position like I am. I know I'm in a luxury position. I have 11 months where I don't have to go chase ranking money or prize money or ranking. But I can sit and I can work on. In 2 months, I built myself up 15 points on the average. Can I now find that consistently? I've got 11 months to work privately at home and get that right. And then if I can get that right, then I'll go. But if I don't see what I need to see in practice, then I won't. But 11 months now to see if I can do it.
I think, look, if I was your manager, I'd be thinking along the lines of, you're time poor these days. You don't have the time to practice. You don't have the time to travel to tournaments. So yes, you can. It's very difficult to get everything right. You might get yourself in the right mental frame of mind. You might get your throw to where you want it to be, but you'll have had no match practice. Or you might have some match practices, but you don't have the time to practice. There's going to be something. The life of a professional dart player, as we know, has changed. I was only looking at the calendar earlier and looking at this year and thinking, I have no idea how they do it. I have absolutely no idea how they do it because it's so stacked. But yeah, so I'm not saying don't build your hopes up or even the viewers, you know, I'm sure lots of people will be saying, oh, we hope you go, Matt. We hope you go. But I think it will be hard on that basis that you won't be match fit. You won't be putting the hours in that everybody else is putting in. You know, if we look at your friend of mine, Connor Scott, what he's doing at the moment, there's no way in this world you could do that. Even if I said, here, Matt, is a big bag of money. Can you start putting 5 hours a day in? You'd be like, no, because I've got commitments all over the place. I cannot do it, nor would my injury let me do it. All right, Matt, can you start going 3 times a month to Super League and County? No, because I've got commitments. So kind of everything that you would need, there's one thing, and there'll be a lot of people now. There'll be a lot of people going, 2026, I'm going to that Q School. I've done coaching, I've done fittings for people. That's exactly what their plan is. And I'm going, right, you know, what is your structure? Right, well, I'm going to start practicing 3 hours a day, 4 days a week. I'm going to go to all the ADCs. I'm going to play Super League. I'm going to play County. I'm going to go to some opens. I'm going to
see. How do you pick a dart up for 2 weeks?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So when you compare what somebody's going to do, that's what you'll be coming up against. Incredibly hard. I've got no problem with you doing it. I just think it's incredibly hard. But that being said, Matt,
it won't be for me. It won't be for me if I do it.
No. A certain person, not too far away from you right now, got his tour card at age 40. So you just want to beat me by a year, don't you? So I got mine at 39. Yeah. Came back and did it all again. But I was 40 when I got mine. But
If I do it won't be for me. If I'm doing it, it will be for all the people who have made me. Like, I now live a good life. And that's because of the support that people give me. And they want to see it. So if I can, and if I feel I'm going to do it without misguiding people and wasting people's time, I don't want people supporting me if I can't give them me. So if I feel I can give them me and that's what they want, then I will give them that. You know, that's content creation 101. If people want to see it, you give people what they want to see, you know.
Do you know what the funny thing is? The funny thing is, look, I've told the story 1,000 times and I'm not going to tell it again, but I famously gave my tour card back because of commitments. Wouldn't it be funny if you got a card and then went, I can't make any of the Pro Tours. I'm like, I'm commentating, I'm doing coaching, I've got mission work, I've got my own channel. Look, you know, that would be the irony of it all if you ended up with a tour card and you ended up giving it back due to other commitments. You know, that'd be...
Well, I've got my diary.
That calendar. Yeah, yeah.
I've got my diary here. Now, for me, commentating is a real passion and it's my future. And it's what I want to do. So if I had a card this year, for example, I would commentate over playing if I was given the option. So as things stand right now, I have got until May 8 Pro Tours booked in where I'm going to be commentating on the Pro Tour until May.
Yeah.
I would choose to commentate on those 8 Pro Tours, not play.
Yeah. So that kind of answers my question a little bit, really. You, if you did get a card, you wouldn't be able to commit to the tour anyway. So it almost feels like, are you doing it for one last hurrah? You know, is it really everyone for the right reason? Do you everyone really want to get a tour card? You know, I don't know. Anyway, talking everyone of tour cards, you've spoken on this channel before about the golden ticket, and a certain lady has got it. Explain.
Well, she's in a position that's better than being a tour card holder. The only thing she misses out on is European tours. Now she's got pro tours, development tours, challenge tours, all sorts of different options. I think this brings up different...
Beau Greaves. We need to say that it's Beau Greaves. Yeah.
I think this poses different questions, though. I don't think this is about what Beau's gaining. I think it's about what happens to the state of the sport now. Now, we've seen this in the past. People get the golden ticket. We've spoken about golden ticket for years. People know what it is now in regards to the bonus of being able to play in everything. But this year, it's a lady player. It's a female player. We've never had that before. Now, because of that, I've now got extra questions. Okay, here we go.
All
right. See how you answer these. I'll start with Beau Greaves. If she finishes high on the challenge tour, will get a world championship spot. She'll get a world championship spot off the women's series. She'll get a world championship spot off the women's world match play if she wins that again. How do you grade that? Like, do you go, like in the past, like let's say, for example, you've won a place on the Pro Tour and a place on the challenge tour. You take the Pro Tour place and the challenge tour moves down another position. So let's say Connor Scutt, number one, gets into that. He gets the Pro Tour spot, not the challenge tour spot. What spot do you give Beau? Do you say she's got enough the challenge tour, the women's series? How do you grade that? Do we have 3 women now in the world championship? Because
I don't know. And my first question is, does she take it? Because she didn't take it last year. She went and played like that.
That's question two. Question
sorry,
two.
Sorry, I'm jumping ahead there. Sorry.
Now she's not a tour card holder. She can still go play the WDF. This will probably be the last chance she gets to win the Women's World Championship for a few years. So she can be a 4-time world champion. So does she take the world championship spot or does she go Lakeside again? And I think I know the answer.
Well,
the fact she's in the Dutch Open this weekend tells me she is going to take Lakeside.
But then in which case, what's the point of doing it in the first? It's a bit like the same question I've just said to you. Why go to tour school and get a card if you can't then use it? This is what it feels like. She's gone to challenge tour, won 2 out of the first 3, which, by the way, is pretty flipping phenomenal, bearing in mind the fields that are there, the ex-players that, you know, well, I say ex-players, that's a terrible thing to say, but ex-tour card holders that were in that. It's a brilliant thing to do, 2 out of the first 3. But that then gets her invitations. She'll play in every Pro Tour if she wants, because there's always somebody drops out and she's going to be 1 or 2 on the rankings. I think she'll get into every Pro Tour that she wants to be in. You froze then. What's happened to you? This doesn't normally happen. Is it me or you? I don't know. You still there, Matt?
So, yeah, there's quite a bit of that there where Andy's just lost a little bit of signal by the looks of it. So just to summarize.
Yeah, no, you were the same, Matt. You were the same. You froze to me, so I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. So just to summarize that point, or we could edit that out, whichever way around we want to go with it, you're talking about the Pro Tours. Now, the Pro Tour, it's not even the case of will people drop out. One player's still banned, so he can't play. So there's 127 spots filled at the moment. So there's always going to be number one. So Beau Greaves will, if she chooses to play, get in those early Pro Tours. So now there is a little bit of a side story there. We've got one extra rule in there. Not a lot of people know this rule, but there's an extra rule in darts. If you win a Pro Tour and you are not a tour card holder, you take priority over the entirety of the Challenge Tour. So if I go to event number one as a call-up who just got in because I was there and they needed someone last minute and I was number 1,000 on the Challenge Tour Order of Merit and there was a minute to go and location was, because they weren't, you know, location, what, you know, you might be number one on the Challenge Tour, you live in Holland. Oh, we've got a space available at 10:30 a.m. You're not coming. You're not getting there half hour. Yeah. But I'm sat in the venue because I've gone along to watch my friends. I'm number 1,000 on there. It's 11. It's 10:59. The draw's done at 11. Matt's there. Right, we can fill the draw. So I get called in and then win it. I then become number one. So every time someone drops out, I'm first choice. So there is obviously the chance Beau doesn't become number one on that, but I don't think anyone's going to win a Pro Tour early on anyway from the Challenge Tour. So, yeah, Beau will be in every Pro Tour. It's a step forward for her. It's a good development, but I don't think she wants that World Championship spot at the end of the year.
And she's famously said not that long ago she doesn't really want to compete against the men. She wants to compete against ladies.
I think what it is...
Now, whether it was taken out of context...
It wasn't taken out of context. It was absolutely how it was. I've spoke to Beau many times. I've worked with Beau many times. Now, I think the thing with Beau, though, is when we look forward now and we look at her journey, in the past it's been, do you want to play Pro Tour or do you want to play that? Do you want that or that? Now she's got a chance to do both. Nothing's been taken away from her in order to do this. And I think in the past, it's always been presented that she's got to lose something to have that. So I think now she's got a chance to sample both. Within this year, she's going to be able to develop and grow. So next year, when she has the choice of, now it's one way or the other. But I think at the moment, when you're able to ride down both roads, that's absolutely fine. And I think she's going to grow a lot. But in the past, it's always been that crossroads. It's been the fork in the road, hasn't it? Do you go left? Do you go right? Yeah. Now, watch, she can go left and right.
Yeah, watch this space. We spoke briefly about last week and Rate Maoki. What a brilliant week, Matt. Have we got some content? Oh, have we got some content from that last week? Some incredible venues. Some extra bits of content that we did as well. Another home hockey, which is going to be a series. I'm so looking forward to it coming out. And by the time you watch this, it'll be next week.
That's confusing when people do that. When it's like, when you're watching this, we're talking in the future. Like, it's weird.
Here we are. But I think we're going out. Let's just say we think Rate Maoki's going out the first Wednesday in February. That's easier to say. And then whenever you're watching this, you know when the first Wednesday in February is. That's when we think it's going out. Series 3, and it's going to be incredible. And episode 1, oh my goodness. Episode 1. Don't really
before
want to
we
say
get into a call, I want to do a call to our viewers before we get into review Rate Maoki quickly. This is where we need you. youtube@missiondarts.com is the email. Do you know anywhere that has darts? That's a bit crazy. Full disclosure, last week we filmed in a coffee shop that had a darts team in it. We are filming in a hairdresser's that has multiple dartboards in. Do you know somewhere you can have a game of darts that wouldn't normally be the place that you'd normally expect? An arcade, maybe in a cinema somewhere, you know, maybe in a cafe, somewhere where we can find darts that's a bit unusual. Also, do you have or do you know somebody who would love to show off their garden shed, their man cave, where they've converted a room in their house to make it an incredible darts venue? We want to find all of you guys. youtube@missiondarts.com if you want to feature on those shows. But, or if you know someone, get them to get in touch with them. And Andy will come along and give them some free mission goodies as well, some darts, a board, some sort of goodies. So there's a reason to be on the show as well. But last week we was in Morecambe when we sort of spoke about the start of the week. So the viewers already know things like me going the wrong way and the filming that we did at the start, our romantic night by the fire on the Tuesday with our lamb shanks and things that we had. So let's fast forward to the back end of the week. Some of the experience of that one. So, I mean, we did a lot of miles at the back end of last week. There were some great things.
Yeah.
There was probably one of my favorite moments of the whole trip. And again, viewers, if you can go in your attic and find anything like this, please get in contact. Get in contact.
Oh, yeah. I know what's
coming. We came out of a shop, and there was a charity shop next door. And in the window was a WWF Hasbro wrestling figure from the 90s. It was Typhoon, and it was 50 pence for Typhoon from the Natural Disasters. Now, it is cash only. So I had to go about a mile down the road to get cash out to come back to buy this Typhoon wrestling figure for 50 pence. If you've got anything in your attic, guys, that is old wrestling figures, old football figures, that's just sat there doing nothing, I'm your guy. Get in contact, guys, because that made my day. I've never been so happy. It's still in the front of my car, in the drinks holder. I've never been so happy as to pick up a wrestling figure like that. Just go to the shop and be like, wow, I've just bought
the
a wrestling figure.
The fact that you spotted it in the massive window of all the things is incredible. The fact that you took the trouble to go to a cash point to get money out to get it would blew my mind when we had somewhere else to be. But yeah, I know that you enjoyed that, and that was great. But and you're right, we did some miles. We did some city centres where parking was a nightmare. Let's be honest. We've probably both got bus lane tickets on the way to us right now from with fines, because going around one of the cities, I had no idea what lane I should have been in. But it's a brilliant series. Yeah, when
Andy was lost, and then I was
lost,
like, Andy,
in the city centre.
And yeah. How did you find me? Like,
yeah, amazing. So, but yeah, so it's a brilliant series. We're not just saying that. Every series has got better so far, and will continue to do so. This one's a banger. Episode one, you don't want to miss. It's not going to be what you expect. It's an absolute banger. So, Rate My Hockey starting first Wednesday in February. I feel like we're halfway in. We haven't even spoken about pro darts. Not a lot goes on other than Q School at this time of year, and we've spoken about Beau Greaves. But one of my predictions for 2025, Gerwyn Price all of a sudden pops up in Bahrain, starts playing like he used to.
Yeah. He played well, didn't he? He got to the final.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see maybe for Littler at the moment, maybe going the other way for a bit. I mean, it must be hard. It must be hard. Like, once you've achieved the world title, like, how do you get up the next day? I mean, this is where Phil Taylor was just incredible. How do you get up the next day being world champion and go, let's get some practice in?
Probably best get some clothes on, because everybody wants a piece of you. He's on the news 1 minute, he's in the papers the next, he's doing exhibitions, he's opening supermarkets, he's all over the place right now.
He went to Old Trafford with a trophy. First trophy Man United fans have seen for a while, isn't it?
Oh, that was hard. But yeah, you're right, aren't you? Yeah, I don't know where they're languishing down the bottom half of the table, but that's a weird one. Matt, I always come with something harsh or something controversial. You don't know this is coming, so you're either going to react, well, you're probably going to react badly to what I'm going to say.
Okay.
I've come up with my own conspiracy theory.
Love
and it.
It
concerns the Premier League. Okay. And please do get in the comments below if you think I'm out of order saying something like this, but I've had to say it because I've been thinking about it. And like you say things that come into your head, I've got to say this. And it regards Nathan. So I watched Nathan in Bahrain, and he's struggling more than ever with his throat. Okay, there's no doubt about it. He's struggling more than ever. It's dartitis. Let's not pretend it's due to an injury. It's dartitis. I reckon you or I could probably fix him in 5 minutes, because I can see exactly where it's going wrong. And I'm not into all this go for hypnotherapy and all this stuff. I think see a proper coach. Now, neither of us are in the position. We work for Mission. We don't work for the company that he's sponsored by. So, but here's my conspiracy theory. There was a lot of talk, and we've talked about his World Championship averages being low. How has he got in the Premier League? Is it just because he's got the best walk-on song, Mr. Brightside, that all the crowds sing along? Or is part of it because he's got dartitis? And the PDC know that people are going to want to watch Nathan to see what's going on with his throw. Now, that's my conspiracy theory. that have they looked at it and gone, yes, his walk-on song's brilliant, but he's struggling with his throw. People are going to tune in because they're going to want, some people are going to want to see it fall apart and other people are going to want to see him pull through it. Is there any bit of you that says that might be a little bit of truth in that, or have I completely gone off the rails?
I think that would be, I personally think it's a long way away from the truth, and that would be on the duty of care stance. You know, we, in 2025, we're living in a world where you can't do anything without a mental health.
It's not an illness. He's not ill. Yeah. It's not an illness.
To actively push someone into a limelight to watch them struggle would be questionable on mental health grounds.
So let me just give you one take and then you carry on. So, you know, I always bring golf up in the podcast and I apologize. There are probably not that many dart players that play golf. If there's any of you that play golf watching, will remember a certain Ernie Els, very famous golfer, multiple major winner. He got the yips with his putting, right? He couldn't get the ball in the hole. It's the same thing as dart. I just put in golf. Every time I turned the TV on, they were showing him. It was like, we're going to show the fact that he's struggling because we know it's good TV. That's the only thing that went through my mind, is it's great for TV. So I will shut up about it now and let you carry on.
I think there's a difference between promoting an issue and doing an educational or a documentary piece, so to speak, on an issue. And I think when you start looking at inviting a player just to exploit that, I think that's where it goes beyond an educational or a documentary piece. And as a broadcast, I think it's, what's the word? Not just immoral, but it would be very frowned upon, shall we say, if.
So would it not be should they not be saying, do you know what, let's not invite Nathan. We know he's struggling. Let him get himself sorted out.
There would have been conversations, absolutely. So conversations would have happened where they would have gone to Nathan and said, are you up for this? And he'd have gone, yes, absolutely. So I reckon without a doubt there would have been a decision to be made and Nathan would have been the person that made that decision. However, we also know that the player is never going to make the best decisions for themselves. Like, sometimes you need to take that out of the thought process. But that would be where they'd say, well, we did our duty of care. You know, we consulted with Nathan. We made sure everything was fine from him and our assessment. And from the answers he gave, it was okay to go. But I don't think they'd have put him in for the fact of setting someone up to fail. I don't think that would be the case. I think he's in there to represent other reasons. And probably most likely it's going to be purely that, what we've said before. And as you really emphasized, that walk on song.
Yeah.
Because he didn't sing Mr. Brightside and he doesn't do anything to add to Mr. Brightside. He just sings along with it. It's basically karaoke on a grand scale.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad almost that you've dispelled my conspiracy theory in a way, because I like Nathan. I always have. And I hope he, you know, fights through it and it goes away, because there's plenty of players that have overcome it. And he's too good a player for him not to. So yeah, good response from you there on it, Matt. Very diplomatic, which is good for you. So I've got some comments actually this week, some interesting stuff here, Matt, that I've pulled out, because the first one I haven't replied to. Those of you that put comments, we massively appreciate it. Always comment on our videos. We read every single one and I try and reply to them when I can.
And it boosts our algorithm as well. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And make sure you subscribe when you like. Yeah.
Even if like you want to say something, you're like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to put that in. Just put something in, you know. I have people on my channel who sometimes go, just commenting for the algorithm. Do you know what's going to happen now? Because we've said this now, this video is going to have like 50 comments of just for the algorithm. How's the algorithm? Like, you're just going to get loads of algorithms.
How's the instead of the ambience, how's the algorithm? Yeah. But this first one, sometimes I get flummoxed and I'm like, I really don't know how to reply. So I'll just read this first one out here and tell me what your reply would be. This is -111. I have punched my flights. This is one of the where we did a video about flight punching.
Right, okay.
I have punched my flights. Yeah. I have punched my flights and two of the three dart flights stay on, but one of them just doesn't stay. The ring doesn't do anything. It keeps falling off. Do you know why this is? Yeah, you're as quiet as I was. So he's punched his flights and two of them are working and the other one isn't. And I thought, I don't know how to reply to that. Whether it was said in jest, I don't know. Two of them are working
and one of them isn't. Yeah. That must mean there's something wrong with it. Like the stem. Have you changed the stem, the ring and the flight? Because it's got to be something there. Like either the ring's too open. The stem prongs, maybe.
If you've done them all the same, they should all be the same, Matt. One shouldn't be different than the other. So, yeah, just what I wanted to mention that because I thought I can't reply to that. I don't know what to say. I love this next comment. And okay, we do get some like this. And I think I love that. They've listened to the video and they've come up with their own idea. So, this is in response to the video about follow through, where one of us is talking about. When we follow through, going to grab the next dart too quickly. And so it can affect your follow through. If you can remember, we talked about that. So this guy has said, and this is from Liaso88. Nice video as always, guys. I have started to hold the darts in my left hand the opposite way, point forward rather than point back. So you can picture that.
Yeah.
If you picture how you hold your darts and then flip them the other way so that the point is pointing out rather than in. As I can't grip the next dart super quick, it has helped me to not cheat on the follow through. I love that. So I tried it. I put the darts in my darts the opposite way, and now there's no way you can go and grab them quickly because you'll end up stabbing yourself. And I thought, I just really liked it, Matt. I'm not saying it's for everybody. Of course it's not. But if you're having major problems with grabbing the next dart too quickly, change the way you hold them to the opposite way around. So I'm giving kudos for that. And it's actually got 3 likes as well, that comment. I'm hoping I've not lost you and you're just thinking about it. Or have you got a set in your hand and you're actually doing it? Oh, you are actually doing it. Right. Okay. Those are audio listeners now. Matt's actually trying this out as I speak with his darts in his hand.
Okay.
But he looks pensive. I'm not sure what he's going to say.
I think this backs up a video idea I had last week when I said I think we need to do a video reacting to comments.
Okay. All right.
And I think we should try and talk about it. Like, I think we should pick out 10 really good comments that people have put in the comment section. And next time we've got a studio day, which is in a couple of weeks, I think we should do a video where we react to some of the best comments. And that's something I wouldn't mind trying on video.
And you've absolutely just segued me straight into the next comment by what you've just said. I love the way that you do that when you don't even know what's coming. Because the next guy said, this is Darts and Hip Hop. What a great name. Darts and Hip Hop has said using foldable flights in 2025 is like using chopsticks. It makes no sense. Could we possibly be doing a video on that, Matt?
We're going to, but I think what that is that's someone who obviously advocates a lot for molded and doesn't understand negatives of molded.
Like you. So I think this is going to make a great video. I'm 100% in the molded camp. And are you 100% in the folded or are you 75? Where are you?
Do you know what, right? So I've looked into this quite intensely. And we're going to look into it as well. Because it's such a hot topic and it's such a searchable topic, I needed an answer. And I have an answer on it. And I even reckon when we have a day together and you're going to try selling me molded and I'm trying to sell you folded, I think when we then look at it even further, I think we're going to be in the same position because I think my mind's made up. My mind is made up and this is my conclusion. Both have pros and cons and neither have more pros that outweigh the cons that make one more beneficial than the other. so it's your personal choice of which you like. Because no one can tell me that a folded is better than a molded, even though I use a folded, and no one can tell me that a molded is better than a folded for me to convert. Like, neither have enough about them to say it outweighs them 5-2. They if you put them on a scale, there is no tipping point. It is literally evenly balanced. So how on earth do you say one's better than the other?
Well, that sounds like a great video, especially with us both being in different camps. I think people want to see that. I think people want to see, or because right now they're probably not seeing all the pros and all the cons of each system, and we'll go head to head on that. Interestingly, somebody's replied with, molded isn't better because most pros are still using folded. And that got me thinking, out of the top 16, I would say it's 50-50. I wouldn't say most pros are still using folded. I can certainly think in the top 10 of quite a lot of those using molding now. So I don't think it's as much as people think. Maybe people think, oh, there's the odd pro uses molded, yeah, and everybody else is using folded. I think if we did a bit of analysis, would you say it's 50-50 these days?
I think it's still more folded. I love how we've got folded versus molded. Like, this is just how we describe it now. Like,
yes.
I think there's more using folded, but on the same aspect, I can't put an exact number on that. It's an interesting one. It really is.
It's an interesting one. And it's interesting that every brand now seems to be doing a molded system. Like, they've all jumped on board. Mission's very proud of our Force 90 molded system. I think that'd be a great video. Because while you're right, I will try and sell molded to you. I've already said I'd like to get you in the fitting room and try a few things and see if I could get you onto it. And I think you're going to try and get me back in the folded camp, which I was for years. You know, when I was on Pro Tour, I was using folded. So
you'd have been around when they first started coming up with extra thick flights and thick flights, which now we look at in a Micron. Right. Now, when they first came out, everyone looked at them and went, they will never take off. They're too hard wearing. You're going to get lots of deflections. There's no giving them. Those flights will never take off. Now look at the thickness of a molded flight. If you would have gone back 15 years, 10 years ago, when those extra thick flights came out, and you said, why don't you try this? You would have been laughed out of the building.
You would. And I'm not going to try. I don't want to give away everything that we would put in that video. But certainly when I had my darts business and molded first came out, they were poor. They were poor, and people were saying, this is like what you used to get down the pub in the old, you know, the old throwaway darts that used to come with things like that. They were terrible. And there's no question that they've moved on from that. They've made them thinner. They've made them stronger. They've made them movable, flexible, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the technology has clearly moved them on, but has it made them, you know, like I say, you're right. It isn't a question of one is better than the other. I think there's lots of pros and cons for both. But it's a very interesting topic that now everybody started making them, and they're just so much better than what they used to be. But yeah, no, if you've only got to go back. If you go back 10 years, you saw the odd Asian player using them. But of course, as we've spoken before, soft tip's very different. Your dart lands flat all the time. There's no way of sticking a dart up in a soft tip board. It lands flat all the time. So that's a different scenario. You saw them, but you never saw anybody in the UK using molded. Everybody was using folded. So the technology's come on, but I think that's a really good video. Get in the comments below if you want to see that video soon, because Matt and I are certainly the right people to give you all the possible information you would need on those two systems. And you're right, Matt. There was a time when they brought out 150 micron. You can still buy them. Now, they're extra thick flights, and I used them once and found them to be awful. I mean, like, just the only thing I could think to use them was durability, because the way they flew, the deflections, it was horrendous. I couldn't wait to get them out. So is there something in what you're saying? Because obviously a molded flight's a lot thicker than a folded flight. And you can't get them in a little case anymore. You've got to have a fancy case to carry them in because you can no longer put them in your little jeans pocket. You remember, when you had the tiny little cases, you can't do that with folded flights. So there you go. I've just given away. There's one of the cons. But yeah, I think that'd be a good video.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you had any more random thoughts this week?
Not this week, actually, no. I've actually been I haven't been quite busy yet. I've got the keys to my new studio and office, so a lot of my thoughts have been I'm laying there at night, and then I'll just be like, I need to get this. And then I'm on Amazon, I'll get that. Yeah, right. Yeah. And then I'll be laid there again, and I'll just be like, maybe I'll get some ambience. Now, the biggest problem I've got is my ambience lighting. I've gone too far with.
I knew you would.
I've got spotlights. I've got glow things. So it's going to be the case where I can't have it all on at the same time. I'm going to have to take it in turns. Like one video do this, one video do that. Because I've just got too much ambience lighting now. So
fantastic. Oh, that's brilliant. You mentioned earlier your favourite bit of the trip. We should talk about the trip a little bit more. Do you know what my favourite bit was? It the last night when we were looking at old videos. Those of you that are new to the channel, Matt and I have only been doing this together for a year. So we've only known each other just over a year. We started in January 2024. So it's just over a year that the channel is now. And thanks for all your support, by the way. And make sure you subscribe if you're not already. But we started to look at some of the things we did when we first started. And it's unbelievable what a difference a year makes, because I was crying with laughter at some of the things where I tried to do overlay editing and graphics. And you can tell we've got an editor now, and it's not me and you doing it. Honestly, I was crying, Matt, as you well know.
Just randomly popped up a referee, like with a whistle, like just random stuff just popping up, like graphics that just come up in the corner. And the best one, the one that killed us, when I'm talking and Andy's listening and he puts a speech bubble up and it's like, the Force. The Force. And then you put a Star Wars point over my head. So what?
Guys, if you want to have a laugh, seriously, if you've got a bit of time, just search back to January and February 2024, some of our very early videos, which have done great, by the way, and people have enjoyed them. And just have a look at some of the overlay graphics. Trust me.
It's the ones where you've edited.
You'll be amused. Yeah.
Right. Let me give you a couple.
I've gone a little bit too far. What was the one with the Force? Because that's just
I'm going to go on here now, and I'm going to go to public so we can see what we can see, and I'll tell you what the ones to look out for. Right.
Yeah. Go back and have a look. If you're subscribed, it's very easy. Go back to some of the old stuff that we've done, and Matt's going to find the exact video now. And
have a look at how to point. How to repoint.
How to point. Yeah,
because I'm doing the ones that's got your thumbnails. Beginner's Guide to How to Play, Darts 501. How to Aim is one I changed the thumbnail of, because your thumbnail that's one with the bullets on it. Choosing a dart for beginners, that's the one with a fish.
The aquarium in the background. Amazing thumbnail. Clearly, I was not cut out to make thumbnails. That's not my...
I had to change your grip one as well, because that's the one where
I just had a big tick and a cross and somebody's hand. Awful. I think it was it was.
But I've changed that, and that's quite nice.
We're thankful for that. So have a look at where we were a year ago, guys, and compare it to where we are now.
Flight punches. The Force was flight punches.
Was it flight punches?
That's why.
There's a flight punch plus a flight equals. That's just the greatest video you've ever seen. Watch that video back, guys. We'll probably get another 500 views on that this week. But honestly, you'll be looking at that going, what on earth was Andy doing in this edit? And he had a few wines when he was doing this. Or what? Because it's absolutely crazy.
It's the one. I'm pretty sure this is it. I'm just looking now.
It really is.
It's the way you remembered it as well. And you was like, And again, you're like, now you're going to get Star Wars.
Yeah. I'll be off to Super League again in a couple of weeks, so you'll get a report back on that. I want to know, is there a Super League team near Matt that he could play for? Get in the comments and get him invited. I'd love to see him play Super League. See, he's away now. He's gone. He's back into giggly mode. Force. Looking.
Here it comes. Star Wars. Oh, now there's a side bell.
It's like, how do you get Star Wars into a darts video? That's how. It's amazing. Honestly. Just incredible. So, Matt, before I lose Matt completely giggling away here, we must remind you again, please do make sure you subscribe to the new Darts Podcast channel. Episode 25 next week will be the first video on the new channel that doesn't appear any longer on the existing Mission Darts channel. So make sure you're there. Now, if you just do a search for Mission Darts Podcast, you may see a playlist and you might end up clicking the wrong thing. So make sure you find the channel that is Mission Darts Podcast. Get subscribed to that, and that is where you will see us next week.
We'll be indeed. And don't forget, if there's anything you can think of which was an interesting topic that we've spoken about, do let us know where to find those, and we'll hot clip those up and put them out as individual episodes on the Mission Podcast channel. But I think for now, I've got to go watch some more of these episodes, Andy, because these are brilliant.
Use the Force, Matt. Use the Force. The Force is with you.